from the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, with two-man coverage of the red and gold, this is the Locked On Chiefs Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome back, Chiefs fans. It is another day. We're going to go through another position today. Thank you for getting back with us. Thanks for spreading the word. We're seeing a lot of people join. I hear from some of you that are new, and I appreciate that. If you have more friends, get them involved as well. For those of you that are new to the situation, this is a podcast that's based out of our discussions between me and Chris Clark and where we see this team on a daily basis. We're going to be here 4 or 5 days a week, all off season. You can find all of the stuff that goes with visuals and that kind of thing that goes with this podcast at LockedOnChiefs.com. That's our mother site. That's where everything will go to as well. I am the founder of Rogue Analytics. I do athletic metric testing. It's a draft guide that'll come out prior to this year's draft. A lot of influence about comparing athletes and their athleticism. Really interesting stuff, something that I'm passionate about and I like to share with everyone. You can also find some of the written stuff that I do over at Chiefs Digest as well. Chris is the managing editor of our website, LockedOnChiefs.com, and we do a lot of work there. So anyone who's new, check out all those resources. There'll generally be links in the show notes from this podcast, and you can subscribe to the podcast if you just found it on iTunes and Google Play and the whole nine yards. And before we get to today's discussion about the tight ends, an interesting conversation that we had to have, that's our next position review, a little bit of news going on. Some player actions. Raheem Nunez-Rochus seems very excited about getting back to the grind, said some things on social media that make you feel fairly positive. Like we talked about earlier, a guy that we feel this team needs to have back for 2018 and beyond. So good to see some enthusiasm coming out of him, and we'll see if that comes to fruition. It's a situation he's going to get tendered, and it's a bit of a process, but we're hopeful and expectant that he'll be back in Kansas City. A little bit of negative news. Looks like Kareem Hunt and a friend of his were out the other night, got in a bit of a confrontation and filed dueling police reports against each other for pushing and shoving. Some accounts say that the two women were fighting and he got in the middle of it and that kind of thing. So will remain to be seen. We're not going to make too much comment on it yet. If it becomes an issue or any true complaint is filed that has any ramifications of an arrest or anything like that, we'll let you know, of course, immediately. But for now, just a night out, got a little out of hand. So we'll fill you in on any details that we get later. And here, let's start talking about the tight end group. All right, folks. So for today, we're going to take a look at the tight end position for these Chiefs and where they have to go in the future. And we may agree on some things. I think we're going to disagree on some, too.
Oh, you think?
Maybe. I'm subtle about most things, but I mean.
Yeah, no, you're not. If this is your subtle, I don't want to see what's not.
Oh, okay. Well, I can get worse. I can always get worse.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Here's the thing: is this is a position where you have one of the premier talents at this in this league at this position, and you know, for all Gronk's accolades, I think Kelce's just as good, and I think he's looking to surpass him on most people's opinion here soon. Maybe. Well,
he may surpass him next year without having to actually play a snap.
Well, yeah, if Gronk retires, that's one thing. But
did you see? There's a report Gronk is considering retiring.
Yeah, I did see that. I don't know if that's going to come to fruition. I think he's a little bit too enamored with playing for Belichick and with Brady. If they're both going to be back with the offensive coordinator, I think that's kind of a pretty good punch to get him to stay. But
you would think so.
We'll see. But clearly, the Chiefs have a premier talent at this position. So a lot of folks are going to be like, well, you know, we don't need to do anything with the position. The guys that they have behind him are fine. And I tend to differ. I think the proclivity that Andy Reid likes to run multiple tight end sets, both in that nice little triangle thing that they do outside, as well as spreading them out, being able to split guys out. He relies more on that athleticism. I want to see them upgrade because I'm not keen on the backups. I thought Ross Travis had a lot of potential, but they even moved on from him. So I could even see a clean sweep behind Travis Kelce. What do you think?
I would think it's possible if they do a clean sweep. I don't think it's a probable thing if they do a clean sweep, but it's a question as to where Veach really feels that position is. And, you know, we really don't have any way of knowing that right now. You know, with this being his really first off season, it's hard to know where he stands on that, on any position, really. You know, when you look at tight end, it's possible they move on from Demetrius Harris. They could save some money if they cut him. They could also move on from Orson Charles. I apologize. But that's not, I wouldn't call that really a big move. They did sign Jason Morrow to a free agent, a futures contract. So we'll see if there's anything there with him.
Well, and you know what grabs me about that one? I didn't realize until I went back and looked at it a couple weeks ago. Jason Morrow played at Texas Tech.
Yeah, but not with Mahomes.
No, they didn't have a single season they overlapped? I thought they did.
Nope, they didn't.
Okay, never mind.
Nope, they didn't. It was before Mahomes was there. So maybe Morrow had something to do with Mahomes going to Texas Tech, but...
could be.
You know...
Well, there went that theory. Moving on.
They weren't there together. One of the reasons I want to talk about tight ends today is I'm on Twitter all the time, and one of the guys I love following is Jason OTC. He does a great job on Over the Cap, really breaking it down at the cap and different players. And somebody asked him what he thought Trey Burton would get in free agency. You want to take a guess at what he thought?
No idea.
Oh, come on, throw a number out.
I'm trying to remember how he performed. I don't know. A two? Two and a half? Average?
Six and a half.
Really? I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm not saying that I would like him in Kansas City for that number. But my point is that is the going rate for starting tight ends. He thinks he could be a starter, obviously. I don't know. You know, if you're wanting to upgrade that position, you're going to have to spend more money than I think you're going to want to. So we will see going forward, but just thought I would throw that out there.
Yeah, free agency, it's not a class that I find anything really intriguing. I mean, he's one guy that's an option, but like you said, this isn't a team that needs a starter. They're not going to pay starter money, period. So maybe Burton is a guy. I mean, he throws a wicked pass, so I'll give him credit for that.
Well, he was a college QB, wasn't he?
I think so. Yeah, that's what I heard on the broadcast. And folks, if you missed it, he's the guy that threw that pass to Nick Foles in the Super Bowl. And obviously, he can play within the offense. You know, there's a commonality there that may work out. But if he's right and he's going to get six, that's off the board as far as I'm concerned.
Well, no, and I agree with that. My whole point was. Not just what he's going to get. It's that I think if you're going to go get a guy that's really going to be an upgrade from Demetrius Harris, it's going to cost you more than what you're paying Harris. It's going to cost you $3 or $4 million a year.
If you're going to do it in free agency.
Right.
I think this draft class at tight end, well, not stellar, not the high-end stuff like O.J. Howard last year. I think it's a deep class. I think there's a lot of guys that are perfect for a second tight end role. And I have one coming up that I'll probably put in my next mock, depending on how he tests out, that I really have my eye on, because not only is he a great pass catcher, which this team obviously is built around throwing to the tight end, using them. I like it when they use the triple tight end, you know, formation so they can run screens off of and that kind of thing. It's just a great concept.
And you just love it if they had, you know, triple tight end and two fullbacks in the game. I know.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is I think the next guy that they get, unlike Demetrius Harris, not only has to be able to be a good pass catcher and run clean routes, but he's got to be able to block in line. Because Travis Kelce has made a little bit of progress in that aspect, but he's still not the greatest blocker at the point. He's really good blocking in space, and we've seen him make some tremendous blocks that way. But right there at the point, at the line of scrimmage, I think they need somebody that can move defenders better. And that's the kind of guy that I'm looking for them to bring in, a little bit more balance there.
I'm guessing your tight end, well, maybe I'm wrong, but maybe South Dakota?
He's an option. There's a number of them. I haven't done film on everybody, but I'm looking at the level of the competition. There's a number of guys. And one that I kind of am leaning towards right now, but like I said, I'm going to let him test at the combine. My next major mock, folks, will be after the combine, so we see what kind of athleticism they get there. And starting next week, I'm going to have last year's athletic matrix from Rogue Analytics up for a highly discounted. It'll just be a buck. And you can see the kind of thing that we look at when you have guys that are have similar skill sets, played at similar colleges, so they had a little bit of competition that was real close to each other. You know, how do you differentiate? And one of the major things is athleticism. And that's something that I think particularly for this team, for Veach and Andy Reid, is going to be a big player for not only this position but the draft overall, but particularly at this tight end spot.
Yeah, it definitely should be. And you look at what they're going to do going forward, and you have to wonder, you know, was Dorsey the guy that wanted to go get the athletic tight ends, that wanted to go and get guys to play basketball in college? Or did Veach have a hand in that? You know, we could see a completely shift in the way they attack this position with a new GM.
And let's be clear. You're comfortable with Demetrius Harris as the number two next season, right?
Well, that's one way to put me on the spot. I honestly don't know anymore. He's shown flashes, but it's not consistent. I know that Alex has trusted him. Patrick obviously trusts him with some of the throws he made to him in the Denver game. I don't think it's the best situation if he's the number two, but you know. We'll have to see what Kansas City is able to do this offseason. There are a lot of holes that they need to fill, in my mind, so I could see them not getting another tight end. But at the same time, you look at what they have in giving Patrick Mahomes. You want a guy that's going to be consistent. You want a guy that's going to be able to grow with him, and maybe Demetrius Harris isn't that guy.
Maybe not. And here's the thing. I agree with you that – I think probably both of them, Veach and Dorsey, wanted to look at athleticism and the basketball type. Yes, it's a trend, but it's a trend that pays off. I think, honestly, I just think they kind of missed. I don't think Demetrius Harris has progressed enough, and I don't know that he's capable. I don't think he's capable of progressing farther to be, like you said, a consistent pass catcher that can move the sticks. He does flash. That pass from Mahomes was a great catch. But for every one of those, there's a drop or two or a play that he, you know, lines up and false starts or just something that doesn't work. I think he's an athlete. I think he's still not a football player, and I don't think he ever will be.
I really don't have an argument at this point. Whether or not he's going to be a football player, I don't know. I mean, it looks like he's probably maxed his potential. His hands looked fantastic in training camp, but obviously once the regular season started, that changed. So, you know, and that's the tough situation Kansas City's in, is that they had a guy, and I reported, you know, when I was at training camp, and, you know, Therese reported when he was at training camp, and Matt Derrick reported the same thing. Demetrius Harris caught everything. It didn't translate to the regular season.
Right.
And that's the problem.
Yeah. And clearly, the Amaro signing is intriguing. Came out of the gate as a rookie in 14. Played decently. What do you have? I think he had 30 or 40 catches. Let me look. 40 catches. A couple of touchdowns. You know, averaged 9 yards a reception. Not a dink and dunk, but then got hurt in 15. Then didn't do much in 16. Doesn't. He's just not a guy that's going to move forward. I think this is kind of his last shot in the league, and they're taking a chance on him. So maybe other players come available through either the offseason or, you know, early camp cuts, and maybe that's what they rely on. But I'd like to see them get young at the position as well and get a guy who's played the position before and understands the game a little bit better. So that's where I'm coming from. We'll see what happens.
Well, and I think that's what they need to give Patrick – to play with as well. I mean, you want a guy, You want to have another young guy that can step in and at least give you 50% of what Kelce could. And granted, he's not going to be Kelce. I get that. You're not going to go find another guy like that more than likely. Although that would be fantastic if he did. But you need to have somebody that can go in and step in and replace him. And you feel like he's going to be good enough to at least give your offense that kind of production, because Kelce does so much for Kansas City to open so many different things up. So they have to have a tight end that can be successful.
I agree. Well, we will see what they happen to figure out and whether they feel this is as much of a priority as we think it may be. So let us know what you guys think. Hit us at Locked On Chiefs on Twitter. And leave your comments on some of the stories that you find on LockedOnChiefs.com. Starting to get more content up there as we go through these position reviews and aspects of this team that may be changing. So make sure you hit all of that. Get subscribed. Tell your friends. Let's keep the conversation going through the offseason. We have a great show coming up for you in a few days. We'll let you know the specifics when we can. And that's it for us today. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Locked On Chiefs podcast. While you're out there, give us a rating or review and reach out to us on Twitter @RyanTracyNFL and @ChrisClarkNFL. We'll talk to you next time.